page 143. The system was a very neat one, because the handlers could move about in perfect safety on the upper level while the animals were down below. Then, at the given signal, they took up position in their small rooms at the back of the cell and hauled the animal up. As the cage had only three sides, the animal was free once the cage reached the upper level. Its only way of escape, however, was into a narrow passageway corresponding to the 55-centimetre passage along which it had been driven below. Iron gates, no doubt, prevented the animal wandering to the next cage. Its instinct would lead it to rush up the ramp and through the trapdoor into the light of the arena above. The operation must have been conducted very quickly and quietly. In a well-managed show, all 32 animals would appear in the arena practically simultaneously. If the animals could appear so rapidly in the arena, the scenery, which was a conspicuous feature in the centre of the arena, could appear and disappear with equal efficiency. The secret was a series of huge hinged platforms in the middle of the arena. Vast sloping masonry supports can still be seen.